Most students may pack a bologna sandwich, an apple, pens, and a pager for a day of school. But students at a school in Hayward, Wisconsin, pack lunch and a chainsaw. The Wisconsin School of Chainsaw Carving is the only state-licensed chainsaw school in the country. It teaches students how to sculpt wood using the same tool traditionally used to annihilate it. Brian Johnson started the school and is its head instructor. I guess I just didn't know there was such a thing as chainsaw sculpture.
Well, it's actually, in this part of the country, it's very common.
And you became interested in it as an art form?
Yes. My background is I started out as a taxidermist out of high school, and then I started sculpturing animals out of clay for the taxidermy industry. And then my next move was I was either going to be a bronze sculptor or I was going to get into chainsaw sculpturing. And I chose chainsaw sculpturing because of the outdoor nature and the physical nature of actually working with large logs and chainsaws. That really appealed to me.
I mean, what do you sculpt?
Well, of course, I sculpture mostly bears and eagles and then a potpourri of this and that. But bears and eagles are the main things because this is something that we've done to make a living at. And so we have to make products that people will buy.
And so like little elves or Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, the kind of people who buy chainsaw sculptures wouldn't, as a rule, don't want a sculpture of Bambi?
No, that you're absolutely right.
What would a man or woman learn at the Wisconsin School of Chainsaw Carving?
The first thing we start out with is the philosophy of sculpturing a three-dimensional object. They learn about the nature of wood. Wood cracks, wood decays, what do you do about it? They learn what are the different subject matters that sell.
So it's an art school.
Yes, but you know, it's from a utilitarian standpoint. We're looking at this more geometrically with angles and measurements and proportions than we are from an art standpoint. In other words, we have something in front of us we're trying to duplicate, as opposed to put a flair on it to be what would be considered art.
Are all of your students burly Paul Bunyan types?
No, they're not. We just had our first class, and we had four students, and of the four students, three of them were from Chicago. They got so tired doing this, they went to Walmart and bought some chairs so they could take breaks.
I'm wondering, if you ever have to upbraid a student, do you say to yourself, well, I have to do this with tact because, after all, he's got a chainsaw in his hand?
Well, I make sure he shuts it off before I use my tact.
Mr. Johnson, thanks very much. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, Mr. Simon.
Okay, and can we hear the roar?
We're getting ready to make it buzz.
Brian Johnson, president of the Wisconsin School of Chainsaw Carving. To see some pictures of chainsaw carving, you can come to our website, npr.org.